What up, everybody? Welcome into Locked On Warriors. I'm your host, Charles T. Hamilton. Got a good one for you today. Got a fun one for you today. A little different than what we usually do. I'll explain that in just a minute. We also have Andre Iguodala with some comments on how long he plans to continue to play this game in the NBA. All that's coming up next here on Locked On Warriors on the Locked On Podcast Network.
You are Locked On Warriors, your daily Golden State Warriors podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What is up, everybody? Welcome into Locked On Warriors. I'm your host, Charles T. Hamilton. Another good one for you today. Like I said, a little different one also. We're going to do something a little fun. My guy over at Locked On Celtics, John Corrales, has an interview with, well, let me start that over. About a year ago, just over a year ago, was the Klay Thompson scaffolding interview. And if you don't know, I'll play it for you. It's pretty great. It's pretty random also. It feels like something that could only happen to Klay Thompson. It's up there with, I don't know if you guys saw Chris Long, Eagles defensive end. I think he was Patriots defensive end at the time. But, you know, the Mega Millions was up, you know, $600 million or something. And he goes into a store, buys a ticket, pretty incognito, looking pretty goofy, actually, in like a camo vest and trucker hat and glasses. And they interview him about buying the ticket and what he would buy if he won, and having no idea it was Chris Long. Similar thing with Klay Thompson. Klay's just walking down the street, and this was after, I believe, a tragic accident with scaffolding falling on people, which makes that a little less funny. But Klay is walking down the street and gets interviewed about scaffolding, and the reporter had no idea that it was Klay Thompson, you know, NBA All-Star, NBA champ, megastar, cult hero, beloved. And so the interview is pretty funny. And so, as I've said, John Corrales, our guy over at Locked On Celtics, he was a producer at that news station at the time. And now it's a long interview, so I'm only going to play about 10 minutes of it. You guys should definitely go check out the rest over on Locked On Celtics. It was November 23rd is the episode, but going to give you guys a little taste today. And then also I wanted to touch on some things Andre Iguodala had to say. But I'm going to get to that a little later. We're going to go with the Klay scaffolding interview and kind of somewhat of an oral history behind it. So that's going to be coming up next. And I'm sure there is no prop bet out there for which NBA player would get interviewed on the street about scaffolding without being known who the NBA player was. But if there was that prop bet, you know where you can make that bet? My bookie. Ever since I started doing this, man, people are always asking me who to bet, who's going to win, blah, blah, blah. I have no idea. But if you think you do and you want to make some money off that, go to mybookie.com. You got to check it out. Remember, who you're betting on is just as important as who you're betting with. That's why I always tell people to use mybookie. That's where I go to place my bets. I am not as good as other people, but that's still the only place I go to spend my money when I'm feeling like I know a thing or two, which is usually not the case. But they've been in business for years, have great reviews online, and their mobile site is the easiest to use. Lay down some cash and win big today. I only recommend a service to my listeners that I would use, and I use mybookie. And not only do I use them, they've been damn good to me. That's why I'm telling you to make your way to mybookie. You win, they pay. They have in-game live betting, the most rewarding player perks in the business. For you fantasy people out there, which I am not, I mean, I couldn't tell you who's going to get the most fantasy points tonight. But if you think you know, you can bet the over-under on fantasy points for players and make some money. Make some money at MyBookie. Join now. MyBookie will match your deposit dollar for dollar. Use promo code ENTERLOCKEDON to activate the offer. Visit MyBookie online today. That's MYBOOKIE. And don't forget to use the promo code ENTERLOCKEDON when creating your account to claim the bonus. You play, you win, you get paid. MyBookie will match the listener's first deposit 100% up to $1,000. That is mybookie.com, MYBOOKIE.com. What up, everybody? Welcome back to Locked On Warriors. As I mentioned, going to play a bit from this interview John Corrales had about the scaffolding Clay interview. And I want to play a little bit of the actual interview and then some of his response afterwards. Just to give you some background, it was about a year ago. Clay was, I think, an off day in New York, just wandering the street. And you know what? Clay can explain it so much better than I can, actually. So here was Clay's response when asked about how it all went down.
I was walking, and she asked me if I wanted an interview. I said, sure. And interesting topic. Unfortunately, people got hurt. And it's cool to get my opinion and be an active citizen in the community.
Did she have any idea who you were?
No, it was loved. It was great. It was nice.
Did she just ask you your profession and you said an NBA player?
No. The cameraman recognized me, but she asked my profession, just what I thought about the situation. So I answered it truthfully.
Clay Thompson, as matter of fact as always, just, yeah, that's what happened, man. I was walking. They asked. I talked. It was great. Great conversation. So that's Clay. Just... You know, and there's no, he's not being condescending or anything. It's, you know, how did this happen? Well, I was walking down the street. They asked me to do an interview, and I did it. It's like, yep, that's it. That's what happened. Here's a little clip of the actual interview that Clay did.
I usually observe if the piping and stuff is new. If sometimes, you know, something looks like it's been there a while, I kind of try to avoid that.
That's the only clip I could find. Very basic, but Clay just... You know, very honestly answering a question about scaffolding, man. You know, you ask Clay a question, he's going to give you a real answer. So that was from Clay. That's basically most of the story. As I said, John Corrales had an interview with the reporter who actually did the interview, and she had no idea that it was Clay Thompson, NBA superstar, etc. So I'm going to play a couple minutes of this interview for you. I would suggest you all go check it out on the Locked On Celtics feed. It was November 23rd. It's worth it. It's hilarious. Here is a quick look at the oral history of the Scaffolding Clay interview.
Here's my conversation with Teresa Priolo, who is a reporter at Fox 5 in New York City, about doing the Clay Thompson scaffolding interview, the internet sensation that it's become. Please enjoy. So here we are. Teresa Priolo is a reporter and anchor at Fox 5 News in New York City. My former coworker, Teresa, how are you?
Hi, John. How are you? Great to hear your voice.
I'm doing great. Thank you very much. So this thing, let's start with this this phenomenon.
This is the interview where I come out as a total moron.
No, people
hear what I did.
Look, Teresa, that's the beauty. The fact that you are unaware makes this so great, because in our sphere, in the basketball sphere, like, everybody knows Clay Thompson. He's a superstar. So let's first of all,
how big of a superstar exactly?
He's all right. Probably. Amongst the top, well, okay, I'll put it this way. He's considered one of the best shooters in NBA history. And he's probably one of the best 30, 40 players in the NBA in that realm, in the top 30 or so. And he's a big part of the Golden State Warriors' success. So, and the Golden State Warriors are like by far the best team, one of the best teams ever assembled. So.
Okay. Oh, wow. He's a big deal.
He's a big deal. And this is the beauty. See, this is so great. You are not a sports fan, or at least not a basketball fan.
No.
Right. So we wouldn't expect you to know who Clay Thompson really is. He's at that level below, like, you would know, like, maybe Kevin Durant if you saw him. Like, that's somebody you've heard of, maybe?
Yes. LeBron, like a James. Carmelo Anthony. Yeah, well, LeBron James.
Carmelo, because you worked in New York. So, you know, like, the big stars, like Kristaps Porzingis, you'd be like, oh, okay, I recognize this guy. Plus, he's also 7'6". But anyway, so he's at that level, just like just below that, where he's not necessarily recognizable to the general public who doesn't watch sports, doesn't follow it. So the fact that you're in that realm, it makes this great, because now you are the unaware reporter who's like, holy shit, she's talking to Klay Thompson. She doesn't realize what she's asking Klay Thompson about. So you are, at this point, we're recording this on the one-year anniversary, and the whole genesis of this is I saw a tweet celebrating the one-year anniversary from Alexis Morgan. Now, Alexis is with the Memphis Grizzlies. She does this digital content for the Memphis Grizzlies. Tweeted out today, happy anniversary to when Klay Thompson was randomly asked about scaffolding for a local news station in New York City and said he likes to check how old the pipes are before walking under the scaffold. Now, you had no clue that this was still a thing.
No, not at all. I didn't know it was a thing. First of all, I didn't even know I ran into Klay Thompson. Then I didn't know it became a thing until other people in the newsroom told me. And then I didn't know it was still a thing until you emailed me.
So let's go back to that day. Let's set people up, because people want to know how this came about. It was November 21st, 2017, just a random Tuesday. A couple days before, there had been a scaffolding accident in Soho. And we were doing what news stations do. We're continuing to follow the story. So the accident happens on Sunday. Monday's the aftermath. Tuesday's the sidebar. So we're sitting there in the morning meeting trying to figure out what's the sidebar story. And we come up with safety. How safe are these things to walk under, even when they shouldn't come down in a stiff breeze? So you get the assignment. Do you remember that day of getting that assignment?
Yeah, I showed up to work at 2:30, and they said, you're going to do a story about scaffolding safety, and the city council is also considering amending their scaffold law. So, by the way, I'm like, okay, sure, no problem. I think at the time I was like 7 months pregnant, 7.5 months pregnant. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, sure, I'm just going to go and do this. I'm going to find a central location. You know, I'll get my official sound, but then I'll just chat with some people on the street, because every New Yorker knows something about scaffolding, whether it's they hate it, they think it's ugly, they're scared to walk underneath it. So I'm like, this will be simple. Piece of cake, no big deal. This one is in the bag. And then, when you're looking for men on the street, you find men on the street. And I found one man.
One man, the big man. So, So people who don't understand what it takes to go into this, you're doing a man on the street thing. You have the elements of the story. You have the scaffolding safety. You've got the official sound, the city council, blah, blah, blah. Now you're standing on the street and you're trying to get people to talk about scaffolding. Just take people who don't understand what goes into this behind the scenes of what is it like. You get rejected a lot and it's hard to do this.
You know those people who stand on the street and ask you if you want to donate to the random charity that you've never heard of, and
right,
they have the clipboard in their hands, and you just breeze right by them, or you check them, or whatever you do?
Right.
That's the reporter. We literally stand there with a mic, and you say, you try all different ways to get the person to stop. Hey, can I chat with you about a story that I'm working on scaffold safety? Hey, excuse me, do you mind? Hey, and then so you start off really dignified, and by the end of it, you are completely desperate. And you're like, dude, just stop. 2 seconds of your time, please, anything. Or you just run up to them. What do you think about a scaffold safety? Or what do you think about this? What do you think about that? There is a gradual decline in the way you ask a question, the tone of your voice, but you just need to get it done, because these stories don't work unless you actually get a real world response to it. It's great to know the information about what the city council speaker thinks or whatever about scaffold, reform, but at the end of the day, that's just so boring. That's what a newspaper would do. They would just get official sound and, kind of put it in print and then move on. What we do is add that human element, and you hear from your neighbor, your friend, your fellow New Yorker. So that's the challenge. And sometimes it's a piece of cake and sometimes it's not. And that particular day wasn't so easy. I was right in front of City Hall, which is usually a really busy area. And I was having a really tough time talking to people. They just didn't want to stop. It was like, 3-4 o'clock in the afternoon. They were leaving work. Maybe they had a bad day, and they were just breezing right by me. So I figured, all right, let me try to find some diversity in here. I remember I had a woman, I had a guy, I had person of color, and I was thinking, I just need one other person to kind of round out my view of Scaffold. So I wanted to try to hit a number of different demos so that maybe when somebody's watching at home, they would think, oh, that person looks like me or sounds like me, or maybe they have the same opinion as I do.
Sure.
And literally, he was my last person. Clay was my last person that I talked to. And I see a super tall guy walking to me, and I think, you're so large. There's no way that you're going to be able to – I can't avoid you, and I'm – and you're not going to avoid me because I'm a pregnant chick trying to stop you on the street and ask him, like, use the belly. See if I could just get him to stop. So he's breezing by me, and I'm like, hey, can you stop for a minute? And he whips around. I said, I'm from the local Fox affiliate. I'm doing a story about scaffold safety. Can I just stop and chat with you? And he's like, well, sure. And his friend's with him. And his friend starts laughing, and I'm like, well, what's this guy's deal? Whatever. And so I just start lobbing questions at him about scaffold safety.
So he's
and
just cool. He was he's so just cool sweet. About it. He just stops. He's like, yeah, I'll talk. Do you know who I am?
No pretense,
his friend doesn't says. His friend doesn't say, hey, we got to go. We whatever. Nothing.
No. They were just strolling right along.
That stuff is great. That is some great stuff. My favorite part is what they were just talking about. Look, I've done some of this man on the street stuff. Whether it's for radio or for TV. And, yeah, people want nothing to do with you. It is like you're the guy, you know, hey, can I get a – are you interested in saving the world? You know, can I get a couple minutes of your time? No one wants to stop. So the fact that Clay is the one who's like, yeah, hey, let's talk some scaffolding. F*** it. Why not? It's just the best. It is the best. Shout out John Corrales and Locked On Celtics. As I mentioned, that's just a taste of that interview. So I would suggest you all go out there and download it and give it a listen because it's great. It really is. And it's one of my favorite things. I mean, not just for Clay, but for any athlete. Like, that stuff is so funny and so good. And like I said, it would only happen to Clay. So I think that'll do it for the scaffolding part. But Andre Iguodala had some comments today about how long he plans to continue to play in the NBA. We're going to talk about those next here on Locked On Warriors on the Locked On Podcast Network. What up, everybody? Welcome back to Locked On Warriors. I'm your host, Charles T. Hamilton. What's good? Andre Iguodala today was interviewed his media availability, whatever. I don't know what the difference is. But anyways, he was talking about how long he thinks he can continue to play in the NBA. And he had some interesting stuff to say. He did mention that he thinks he's got about 3 more years left. Well, here's the actual quote. I'm going to be done soon. I could probably play a legit 5 more years, but I'll probably max out at 3 more after this year. Maybe 3 more. But if I'm not here, that will weigh heavily on what I will do. I possibly have another year here. If we win, that's it. I know I'm fine with it. And someone reminded him that, you know, he's locked in for $17 million next year. And he said, that's if we win. If not, .. So basically what he's getting at is he thinks he'll be back as long as they win another championship. Which is understandable because of his value to the team is in the playoffs and in the finals, mostly. I mean, don't get me wrong, he's valuable everywhere, but he's most valuable when it comes to winning a championship and having him out there during the finals. The problem is, this last year, he was hurt. He was hurt. So, I mean, look, it's all up in the air. We'll have to wait and see when the playoffs will roll around. And when we see the impact he has and all that other stuff. But it's just an interesting thing for him to talk about, for him to bring up, especially considering he's on the team. There's rumors and stuff about after this year and clearing cap space and all that stuff. But I don't know. We're like 23 games into the season. So it's a weird thing to be talking about. But that's Andre. He's very forthcoming and upfront and, you know, he's not going to BS you, so he understands the situation that he's in. And it is one of the most interesting things moving forward, him and Sean Livingston. what do the Warriors do with them after this season? Especially if they win a championship. Because it depends on what they could do, but like what they could get for them in a trade, so to speak. But I think regardless of the outcome, and again, it depends what they could get. If it's just salary dumps, no, you keep them. But if they could get something in return similar to the Carmelo Anthony being traded for Dennis Schroeder, that's something you'd have to look at, something that I think would improve your team, get your team younger as well if you're the Warriors. Again, all hypothetical, also 8 months away. So who cares? Doesn't matter very much. League Pass picks for this evening. Stalling. Wait for it. Oh, it's coming. Full slate of games tonight. A lot of good ones. As I say that, I kind of look at it, and there's not a lot of good ones. Wizards-Pelicans, I'll definitely put that up there. The Wiz are playing better. I don't buy them completely, but, you know, they've played well. So can they play well against the Pelicans? We'll see. Or do they just, you know, crumble like they have? They are all over the place. And then let's go Rockets-Mavs, a battle of Texas. Rockets are also playing better, but still struggling. They're a night-to-night team. Like, I don't know. Will Harden put up 54 and still lose? Who knows? Mavs 9-9, playing solid. Luka Doncic is awesome to watch. And I'm sorry, Ayton and Bagley are fine, but Doncic should have gone 1 or 2. There's no doubt about that in my mind. So those are your picks. Rockets, Mavs, and Wizards, Pelicans. Enjoy the games. I'll be back tomorrow with more Locked On Warriors on the Locked On Podcast Network.
You can't climb a mountain if it's smooth, right? You gotta go over the rough spots. Peace.
You are Locked On Warriors, your daily podcast on the Golden State Warriors, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team, every day.